理课堂听 class.com。
保密局特工告诉典狱长 Michael 当初要求和自己的哥哥关在同一所监狱里是别有用心，因此必须把两人分开。典狱长来到 Michael 的牢房，起初用试探的口吻问他是否有别的目的才会抢银行入狱。 Michael 很谨慎，不置可否。于是典狱长直截了当地说他要被转到别的监狱关押。出乎意料的是， Michael 马上告诉他死刑犯林肯是自己的亲哥哥，这种看似毫无保留的坦白赢得了监狱长的同情。
Why do I get the feeling that there's more to you than meets the eye, Schofield? Anything you want to tell me? Some other reason you're in here besides holding up a bank?You're being transferred.
What?
We're moving you over to Statesville.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'm the boss here. This is my house.
3 weeks.
What for?
Lincoln Burroughs is being executed in 3 weeks.
Well, I'm aware of that. What's that to you?
He's my brother. When I knew I was being sent to prison, my attorney petitioned the DOC.
So you could be near him?
That's right. Don't take that away from me. Not until it's over.
I'm not the one behind the transfer. You're up against much bigger fish than me. I'll arrange for you to say goodbye. You ship out tomorrow.Why do I get the feeling that there's more to you than meets the eye, Schofield?
Why do I get the feeling that there's more to you than meets the eye, Schofield? Schofield, 我怎么觉得你并不像看上去那么简单呢？
Anything you want to tell me?
Anything you want to tell me? 你有什么事要告诉我吗？
Some other reason you're in here besides holding up a bank?
Some other reason you're in here besides holding up a bank?
除了抢银行，还有什么原因促使你来这儿吗？
You're being transferred.
What?
You're being transferred. What?
你就要被转走。你说什么？
We're moving you over to Statesville.
We're moving you over to Statesville.
我们要把你调到 Statesville.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. 你不能那样做。
Yes, I can. I'm the boss here. This is my house.
Yes, I can. I'm the boss here. This is my house.
我呢？我是这里的头，这是我的地盘。
3 weeks.
What for?
3 weeks. What for? 给我三周时间。干什么？
Lincoln Burroughs is being executed in 3 weeks.
Lincoln Burroughs is being executed in 3 weeks.
Lincoln Burroughs, 再过三周他就要被处死了。
Well, I'm aware of that. What's that to you?
He's my brother.
Well, I'm aware of that. What's that to you? He's my brother.
我知道，和你有什么关系？他是我哥哥。
When I knew I was being sent to prison, my attorney petitioned the DOC.
When I knew I was being sent to prison, my attorney petitioned the DOC.
我得知自己要进监狱之后，我的律师就向管教部门提出申请。
So you could be near him.
That's right. Don't take that away from me. Not until it's over.
So you could be near him. That's right. Don't take that away from me. Not until it's over.
这样你就能接近他了。没错，行刑以前别把我转走。
I'm not the one behind the transfer. You're up against much bigger fish than me. I'll arrange for you to say goodbye. You ship out tomorrow.
I'm not the one behind the transfer. You're up against much bigger fish than me. I'll arrange for you to say goodbye. You ship out tomorrow.
我不是这次调动的主使，你面临的是个权力比我大的家伙。我会给你告别的时间。你明天就走。
来看一下对白中的语言点。There is more to something or somebody that meets the eye. 这是一个相当固定的说法，指还有不够清楚、不够圆满的地方。Meet the eye.指被看到。
Anything you want to tell me? 还有 some other reason you're in here besides holding up a bank?
都是不完整的句子，因为它们不具备完整的主谓结构，省略了句子起首部分。完整说应该是
Is there anything you want to tell me? Is there some other reason you're in here besides holding up a bank?
这种说话的方式只出现在口语这样的非正式语体中。听一个类似的例句
Hope you like it
希望你会喜欢完整句应该是
I hope you will like it
Reason 后面常用 why 来引导从句但在口语里 why 又常被省略例如这句话
That's one of the reasons why I asked you to come
这是我让你来的原因之一你也可以说
That's one of the reasons I asked you to come
短语 hold up 有好几个意思。如果让某人停下脚步，就可以说 hold up， 等于汉语的等一等，别再走了。出现在这段对话里的是 hold up a bank， 这时 hold up 指抢劫。当一个人脱口而出简单的一个词 what 的时候，表明这个人很吃惊，甚至很愤怒，觉得难以置信，相当于
what did you say？
你说什么？有人认为 what for 相当于 why， 其实两者并不同意。why 多用来询问理由、原因 ，what for 则多用来询问目的。例如，有两个人这样对话
：Tom, come inside。
汤姆进来。
what for 干什么
？I want to ask you something。我想问你点事儿。attorney, attorney， 律师。petition, petition, 正式递交申请。缩写字母 DOC 代表 Department of Corrections, 管教部门，是美国各州政府管理的监狱系统。Corrections, C-O-R-R-E-C-T-I-O-N-S, 指对罪犯的教养、改造，注意要用复数形式。Behind, 表示躲藏在后面、被遮在后面。常用来比喻计划或者阴谋的策划者或者支持者。短语 be up against 面临某种艰难困苦。fish 这个词在粤语里边常常出现，因为美国口语里它可以用来指新来的囚犯。但是在这段对话里边，监狱长对 Michael 说
You're up against much bigger fish than me。
这里的 fish 是指某个人、某个家伙。A bigger fish, 权力更大的人。Arrange for somebody to do something, 为使某人能够做某事而做出安排。
Somebody ship out,
本意指坐船离开自己的国家。引申为因为某种令人不快的原因而离开。今天的节目就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。